the place for everything local. Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't win. It's a shame. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
American Legion Baseball here once again on KNZA 103.9 FM from Hiawatha. Holton's in town, so we got a good one for you here tonight. Alongside Crendon Prophet, Kurt Kilman in studio, I'm Brandon Tabman. Let's dive into the lineups real quick. We'll start with Holton. Two wins and four losses through six games so far this summer. They'll go like this here tonight. Bodie Dillon is leading it off. He'll be at shortstop. Jack Siegenhagen is catching. He'll bat second. Drew Womack, he is at first and bats third. Caleb McCrory in the cleanup spot, he'll bat third. Josh Smith on the rubber, he'll bat fifth. Braden Binkley is at second base, he'll bat sixth. Remy Bliss in left, he'll bat seventh. Landon Kennedy, the right fielder, batting eighth. And Weston Chulion's batting ninth and will be in center field. For the Hiawatha American Legion squad here, seven wins and three losses through 10 games. They are undefeated in league play so far. Josh Smith will lead it off, he'll be at second base. Brant Barnhill in left, he'll bat second. Ashton Rocky is on the rubber, taking his warm-up tosses. He'll pitch and bat third. Cooper Jacobson in the cleanup spot. He'll be at first base. Caden Smith, the extra hitter, batting fifth. Dalton Stephen Morgan, he is at third base, batting sixth. Cooper Wishrup batting seventh and catching. Gannon Becker at short. He'll bat eighth. Peyton Teal in right. He will bat ninth. And Micah Oldham in center is rounding it out for Hiawatha. It's Hiawatha and Holton in American Legion Baseball. It's brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Again, Kirk Kilman in our studios alongside Crendon. Brandon also with you. Red Tops for Hiawatha, the home team tonight, here at Noble Park, and the Blue Tops, the away uniforms for Holton, as we are just set for first pitch and getting ready to rock and roll for another American Legion baseball broadcast for you here on a warm and windy Wednesday night. And the first pitch from Ashton Rocky is fouled away. Make it no balls and one strike on Josh Smith, who will be followed by Brant Barnhill, or I should say Jack Siegenhagen and Drew Womack. Gotta make sure you got the right scorecard in front of you. Next pitch to Bodie Dillon is upstairs. One ball and one strike. We saw Holton on Friday in our last broadcast. They were at Doniphan County, and they were actually no-hit by Cooper Eberle. They lost that game 5-0. And the next pitch, Myraki is in there to make it one ball and two strikes. They swept Atchison back on May 29th to get their season going, but have since lost four in a row. Next pitch outside, 2-2. Here on Dillon. Sunday, they were swept at Sabetha. Those were 8-0 and 6-4 finals. So all league games to this point through the first six for Holton. And that one is upstairs, missing on a fastball. And Dillon working now a full count at 3-2. Boy, it is a warm and breezy afternoon as we are underway here in Hiawatha. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bodie Dillon, the first strikeout for Ashton Rocky. So a good battle by Dillon, but ultimately Rocky the strikeout, one up and one down. Here is the catcher in Jack Siegenhagen. Rocky, a right-hander, and fires high and inside. One ball, no strikes. Well, right now, Hiawatha is undefeated in league play so far. They are 6-0, which is the top of the current standings. Two games in front in the loss column to Sabetha, who is 6-2 in league play. And then Seneca behind at 4-2. Corning also 4-2 as well. Still very early on. Two balls and no strikes here on Siegenhagen. And Rocky's pitch is a swing and a miss to make it 2-1. Siegenhagen from the right side, pretty straight up with his stance. And he will be catching here tonight. Another pitch missing high, and it's 3-1. Bottom four in the current standings, Marysville, Doniphan County, Holton, and Atchison. Big opportunity here for Holton tonight, and there's a called strike taken all the way, and it's now full again at 3-2. So Dylan worked along at bats up to a full count, ultimately struck out. Now Siegenhagen has done the same thing. He has worked it to 3-2. And the pitch is hit sharply back up the middle and under the glove of the shortstop and Becker and out into center field for a base hit.
Well, we're already getting a battle here early on the game. Both full counts by the first two batters up in the game. This one, just one battle here from the Holton Cats, and now they're up to the third batter.
It was hit, I would say, a 7 out of 10 on the sharpness scale. It had good pace behind it. Certainly a chance for Becker to get there, but unable to do so. So Holton has a runner at first base with one out. First pitch missing to Drew Womack, and it's 1-0. So Rocky again out of the stretch and fires. It is a little looper to the left side, and it's going to drop in for a hit. So that carried a little bit more than it looked to be off the original bat, and it just floated over the shortstop and Becker and out to shallow left field. So back-to-back hits by Siegenhagen and Womack, and now 2 on and 1 out.
And as you mentioned, on Friday for Holton, they did not have any hits, so now they're off to a little bit of a better start. Two hits already early in the first inning. Two runners on.
And Rocky, a very accomplished and veteran pitcher, and working out of a early pickle here with 2 on and 1 out. First pitch to Caleb McCrory. It's fouled straight back to make it 0-1. McCrory rocking jersey number 99, batting from the right side. Siegenhagen at second, Womack the runner at first. Neither runner being held by the opposition. High fastball and a check swing. He held on to make it 1-1. Good opportunity for Holton to get on the board first. Here in the top of the first. Trying to snap a 4-game slide. Hit off the inside part of the bat, stays fair, bobbled by the third baseman. That's going to be an error by Steven Morgan. Boy, he had a beat on it. Could have easily at least got the lead run, but he bobbled it just enough, and Siegenhagen able to get to third base. Everyone is safe, and the bases are loaded with one out here in the first. That'll go down as an E5.
An opportunity for Josh Smith. The base is loaded and no outs.
Well, yeah, have to feel for Josh Smith with they didn't have a jersey for him, so he's rocking a different shirt than the rest of the Holton Cats here as he fouls one over the fence down the left field line to make it 0-1. So, yes, if you heard me go through the lineups, there is a Josh Smith on both sides. In a big spot here, and there's a swing and a miss to make it 0-2. Bases are loaded with one out here in the top of the first. Holton looking to strike in the opening frame of tonight's game. Rocky trying to limit the damage, if any damage, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Smith. So a huge strikeout for the second out. Now it's going to be up to Braden Binkley, the second baseman.
Yeah, it's all about mentality right now for Ash and Rocky. I mean, when you get the bases loaded, you just got to stay focused, mentally focused, get one strikeout, and then you have some room on what the next out can be.
So Siegenhagen still at third, Womack at second, McCrory at first, and a first pitch high, missing outside the zone. 1-0 here on the second baseman, Braden Binkley. A little closed on his stance from the right side. Slight bend to the knees. Pitch by Rocky. Bends in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Dillon struck out to begin the game, then back-to-back singles by Siegenhagen and Womack, and then McCrory reaching on an error. Has him loaded here, but now two outs. There's a check swing, and it looks like he held it just enough, did Binkley, to make it 2-1. Big opportunity here for Holton tonight. Again, it's early on in the season, but Hiawatha's off to a 6-0 start in league play. There's a called strike to make it 2-2. So a big 2-2 count in this first inning. Rockies 2-2 is high inside. Now full count once again. So a chance for Rocky to get out of it, but he has certainly run up the pitch count here early. This is the third full count he has put together in the first six batters faced. The 3-2 is low and outside. Ball four, and Holton's on the board. Siegenhagen scores from third. Womack to third. McCrory to second. And Binkley with as easy of an RBI as you can be credited for. The old bases loaded walk. And it's a 1-0 game as Remy Bliss, the left fielder, will step in from the left side. So Holton now to a 1-0 lead. Still a chance for more, but two outs. There's a swing and a miss at the first offering, makes it 0-1.
Nice job on Ash and Rocky getting aggressive there on the early first pitch.
We, again, had Doniphan County Holton in our last broadcast, and there's a swing and a miss to make it 0-2, so Bliss quickly behind, but they were no hit by Doniphan County in that first game. They did get a couple walks, but they didn't have their first base runner until the fifth inning. Now they have put something together here in the first, and there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Bliss. So Rocky strikes out the side, but does give up a bases-loaded walk. So we're through half an inning. It's a 1-0 score. Hiawatha up for the first time after this here on KNZA.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all seven of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country is an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. And Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tabman, Kirk Kilman in studio. We're alongside Trenton Prophet from the Cobra Channel helping us out. Holts in a bases-loaded walk in the top of the first, and they have a 1-0 lead as Hiawatha will face Josh Smith on the bump here. And it will be Josh Smith. How about this? Be Josh Smith. The very first at-bat of the bottom of the first. And Josh will be followed by Brant Barnhill and Ashton Rocky. So you would think, if you would ask most people, that Josh Smith would sound like a fairly common name, right?
I'd agree.
And how about two Josh Smiths facing off here in the first at bat at the bottom of the first?
My bet here is on Josh Smith.
That's probably a safe bet. So here we go, bottom of the first inning. Hiawatha trailing Holton 1-0. And it'll be Josh Smith versus Josh Smith. I still can't get over that.
At least they don't have the same number.
We'll call one Josh, the other one Smith. How about that?
All right.
So here we go. Josh Smith steps in. Again, Brant Barnhill, Ashton Rocky to follow. And the first pitch by Josh Smith is a called strike number one. And The wind is going to be an issue. That gusty breeze out towards the gap in left center as Smith fires in a pitch a little bit outside to make it one ball and one strike.
One thing you want to talk about is just the kind of the pitching style Josh Smith has, the one pitching here. Kind of what you might say, sidearm, submarine. He kind of did a little bit of both during the Jackson Heights pitching this year.
Yeah, he goes pretty, I'm not sure if it's quite the submarine. It's certainly a straight sidearm coming in from the right side. His next pitch, a little bit outside. And Josh Smith has fallen behind. Josh Smith, 3-1. Let's see if he'll take all the way. And this is belted towards the corner, and that baby's going to be gone. How about that?
Oh, wow.
That ball hung up, and the wind carried it. And Josh Smith, a home run off of Josh Smith.
That is...
Josh Smith won the battle. You said it.
No, I said it. I think I just won Vegas there. But, yeah, the wind kind of mentioned that. It's going towards left field. Might help that just kind of get over the fence just a little bit. But, man, what a great hit from Josh Smith. Well, against Josh Smith.
Well, you lose kind of where we are in the press box. You kind of lose it once it gets up in the air off the first crank. And the way he kind of left the batter's box, it seemed maybe kind of like a routine fly ball. But that wind helped that shot a lot. And that was a perfect use of Mother Nature. And just like that, we're tied at one. So Josh Smith, the first winner in the battle of Josh Smiths. And now Brant Barnhill steps in and swings and misses at the first pitch to make it 0-1.
That's what you got to do as a leadoff, is give a lot of team energy, especially if you go down the batting order, the 2 to 10 slot is how many batters Hiawatha has here.
Quickly, Barnhill down 0-2 here on Josh Smith, a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first. Oh, and the next pitch runs inside and drills him. I don't think Josh Smith was trying to do that. You don't want to give up a walk when you have a 0-2 count on your opponent, and that'll bring up Ashton Rocky.
It's about just staying in control. You know, I'm not sure he's shaken up after the home run, but just, you know, keep being aggressive on those pitches, get those 0-2 counts, and get the strikeouts. But, of course, you're Hiawatha, you want to take advantage of that.
So a Josh Smith leadoff home run, followed by a Brant Barnhill walk. One on, nobody out. We are tied at one between Holton and Hiawatha. First pitch is in there, I should say a little bit inside, actually called a ball, and Barnhill taking off and stealing second base without a throw.
Yeah, Singenhagen was looking for it, but no one was covering the plate, so it's pretty thing.
So Rocky jumps in front, 1-0. Base hit could add another run. Barnhill into scoring position, still nobody out. Good bounce back here for Hiawatha after giving up a bases loaded walk in the first. Next pitch was a called strike. Makes it 1-1. Smith steps off the rubber. Gathers himself. He throws with the right, and Rocky swings it on the right side of the box. Pitch by Smith is a ground ball and a foul ball. Off the fence down the left field line, makes it 1-2. Runner at second base, nobody out. Josh Smith, a leadoff home run to tie the game here in the bottom of the first. And now that one gets away, and no throw down to third. And Barnhill is now up to third base. That one on a ball that just kicked away from Segenhagen behind the dish. One and two. And the pitch. It is outside. 2-2 here on Ashton Rocky.
Rocky's got a great chance to score a runner right here. Any kind of sacrifice can get him in.
I think a ball in play, if you get one into the outfield, should be certainly viable. Next pitch outside. Segenhagen with a good stab at that one to keep it in front. Good distance between home plate and the backstop, so if one gets away from the catcher with a runner at third, I would think more times than not, they will take off and try to score. But a big 3-2 pitch coming up here to Rocky with Jacobson on deck. And it's outside, 4. So after the leadoff home run by Josh Smith, Barnhill and Rocky with back-to-back walks, and Now two on and still nobody out in our first meeting on the rubber. Didn't take long here in the bottom of the first inning. American Legion Baseball, it is brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years of experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke at 785-851-0785. Also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise, People, Products, Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. And we want to thank as well McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Brandon Tadman alongside the Cobra Channel Zone, Crendon Prophet, Captain Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, Hiawatha, here batting in the bottom of the first with runners at the corners and nobody out in a 1-1 game.
It's good to see the coach is confident, goes up there, talks to Josh Smith, just kind of relaxes him a little bit, keeps him in the game here. Just the first inning, you know, just let your kid kind of get a feel and, start working himself back up here. No, he hasn't recorded an out yet, but, you know, sure try to.
First pitch by Smith, and now a throw down to third, and it's high, and it gets out into left field, and that's going to bring in the go-ahead run to make it 2-1. So Rocky took off, and Barnhill was down at third. Siegenhagen tried to get Barnhill at third, maybe catch him off guard, and the throw just sailed out into left field, and that makes it a 2-1 game, and now a runner at second base, still nobody out. And the pitch to Jacobson outside, and he's in front, 2-0.
Another balk here. Runner gets a third.
You said that was a balk, that's what they called? Or just got to third?
Yep, balk.
Okay, so runner at third. There's a called strike. And Jacobson now 2-1. So seeing about a little bit of everything here in this first inning so far. And now here is a line shot down the line and left. It stays, and that's going to get all the way up near the warning track. And Jacobson drives in a run with an RBI double. And Hiawatha jumps out to a 3-1 lead with still nobody out.
Yeah, good response by Hiawatha. I mean, they've brought up their fifth batter here and, you know, no outs. With two hits, I'm running a double.
So here is Caden Smith. He is the extra hitter. Takes a first pitch strike to make it 0-1. The runner at second is Jacobson. One ball, one strike now. Next pitch to Smith inside. So a leadoff home run by Josh Smith, followed by back-to-back walks. Barnhill scoring on an error. And after that, Jacobson, a sharp liner down the line and left that gets all the way up to the 315 sign with that RBI double. He is at second base. 2-1 the count. A little chopper foul to make it 2 balls and 2 strikes. So again, Holton had an opportunity to score certainly more than the one run that they did. Right now, Smith has found a little bit of a trouble spot here in the bottom of the first as Hiawatha's putting one together. 3 runs already, still nobody out. Next pitch inside, the count is full at 3-2.
As you mentioned, Holton, they had the bases loaded here. Hiawatha just kind of chipping away, no more than 2 base runners on at a time at most here in this inning.
That one is high and inside, ball 4. So the rough inning continues, and that is the 3rd walk.
And now you're going to see the head coach come out.
This is the 2nd meeting on the hill, and this could be an early pitching change for Holton. Let's see if they take the ball. Doesn't look like it, so we'll keep it right here. Or maybe they are going to bring on maybe a new pitcher off the bench here. So Holton is changing pitchers here in the bottom of the first. So we'll step aside for a 60-second timeout, and we're back right after this.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. bet. It's a big month of June at Village Templar in Sabetha, with an anniversary and birthday bash all month. June marks 5 years that Jennifer Carr has owned Village Templar, and don't tell anyone, but she's turning 45 this month. For the entire month of June, you can add on a gourmet cupcake for just a nickel on any online flower order at their new website, VillageSamplerFlorist.com. And June 28th and June 29th, every purchase will receive a free gift, as well as every fifth purchase will receive 45% off their entire purchase. Come celebrate this month at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they're open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, Holton, it didn't take long. They go to the bullpen and bring in a new arm here in the bottom of the first inning. Austin Zeller is taking over for Josh Smith. Hiawatha's first five batters have reached. They lead it 3-1. They have runners at first and second, again, still nobody out. And Zeller's going to have to come in and try to stop the bleeding. And Mr. Prophet, what can you tell us about Austin Zeller?
Well, Austin Zeller is a great player from Jackson Heights. I actually didn't even see him pitch at all when he was playing for the Cobras. He was playing first baseman, got hurt, shifted his hip a little bit, but seems all good. He was on a 2-month heel that happened about a month and a half ago, so I think he's feeling pretty good. So we're gonna see what, you know, in my eyes, we're gonna see what he can do up at the mound.
Let's see if he can kind of stop the tough stretch here. 3-1 is our score. Here's a bunt by Stephen Morgan. Puts it down, but missing completely. And it's no balls and one strike. So, again, Smith does not record an out. One of the three runs was unearned thanks to an error. He gave up three walks and hit a batter. And he's responsible for the two runners on currently. Pitch by Zeller. Popped up to the right side. Foul territory. And now kind of pushing back to the line. And it's caught by Womack at first, and Zeller does get the illustrious first out here in the bottom of the first.
That was a great location by Womack. It was kind of inside the foul line or outside here, and then he saw the, you know, the rotation of the ball with the wind, came back inside. It would have been fair, and he was able to catch it. So just a great catch and location.
Here is a Horton Charger and Cooper Wishrup, who is catching for Hiawatha here tonight, and bats on the right side with two on and one out. Now just loops one into shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit. Two runners had to hesitate just to make sure that it got down, and everybody advancing another pair. It's an RBI single by Wishrup, and it's 4-1.
Cooper Wishrup, great athlete from Horton, known pretty well from calling a lot of games on in the NAKL, just a great overall athlete and great single.
Jacobson scores. Smith goes first to third. Wishrup now at first. So big RBI hits in the inning. Josh Smith, the leadoff home run. Jacobson had an RBI double. You also have Wishrup driving in the run there to make it 4-1. Next pitch called strike. Here's a throw down to third and now kicks away, but not far enough for Smith to take off. Wishrup does go down to second base. So a big start here for Hiawatha on the home soil. Of course, this game was actually originally scheduled to be played at Holton, but they had some scheduling conflicts there, so made the change and playing this one here in Hiawatha tonight. Here's a swing and a miss. Good pitch there to Gannon Becker, another Horton Charger, to make it one ball and one strike. About the run that the guys like Cooper and Gannon, both part of the Horton basketball team, they had a great couple last years. Here's a high fly ball left field, but playable. Running in on it is Bliss to make the catch for the out. So a good athletic play for out number two. So here's Peyton Teal. The runners are at second and third, but two down. A 4-1 lead here for Hiawatha in the bottom of the first. RBIs for Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Cooper Wishrup. And then the fourth run being scored on an error. Now a little looper to the right side, fielded by the first baseman in Womack. Just gets there in time to record the out to retire the side. So Hiawatha, they send nine to the plate and score four. After one inning in the books, it's a 4-1 score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
KNZA.
4-1, Hiawatha out to a good early lead here. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. It's brought to you by KimeTS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And then Holt House, Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? So RBIs for Josh Smith, Cooper Jacobson, and Cooper Wishrup. Highlighting that bottom of the first inning for Hiawatha as they lead Holton here 4-1 as we go to the second inning of play. Weatherman Kirk Kilman letting us know 17-mile-per-hour winds out of the south here, gusting a little bit higher at times, but appreciate the hard work back in the studio letting us know. It is breezy out here, and we are off and running here. Inning number two with Hiawatha leading Holton again 4-1. Rockies' first pitch to Landon Kennedy is taken high and inside for ball one. Kennedy followed by a Weston Chulions, and then back to the top of the order with Bodie Dillon. Next pitch, little low liner right back up the hole, and it's going to be bobbled, and Kennedy's going to be safe. It nearly caught Rocky on the foot, but hits off the mound, and by the time the shortstop Becker gets there, Kennedy beats it out, so an infield hits, and Holton has their leadoff man on for the first time.
Had a good bounce to it. Again, Becker almost had a really nice play, just couldn't pick it up.
Now a throw to first, not in time, as Kennedy is back safely. Here's Weston Chulions. What can you tell us about Weston?
Well, I'll tell you what. Weston, another great athlete from Jackson Heights. Obviously, he plays center fielder here for the Holton team. And then also for Jackson Knight, who's playing center field, I like to give him nickname the Smith and Weston because, well, let me tell you, he can blast it off the outfield. So we'll see what Weston can do here.
So runner at first again with nobody out. Next pitch high and inside. He has worked it to a 3-ball and no strike count. Or correction, it's 2-0 on Chulions. Another throw to first. Kennedy back safely. Holton stranded the bases loaded in their first at-bat. They got a bases-loaded walk, which gave Braden Binkley the RBI. Ground ball to the left side and foul makes it 2-1. Here on Chulions. They leave the bases loaded, and then Hiawatha comes back with four of their own in the bottom of the first. They lead this one now 4-1, still very early. We're in the top of the second. Another high chopper. That one might have hit off home plate and went way out there down the line, but foul, and it's 2-2. So Rocky has spent some time out of the stretch and fires one in. Ground ball left side, and it ricochets off the glove of Steven Morgan and gets out into left field for a hit. So now two on and nobody out.
Yeah, great back-to-back hits here for the Holton Cats, looking like the Bat Cats right now. So, you know, it's about just continuing that momentum. If you're Holton right now, we're already getting a mound meeting from Hiawatha. I mean, that's kind of good on them. You know, back-to-back hits, in your mind, it's like, okay, let's figure some things out. Obviously, we don't want to, you know, give up a three-run lead here, 4-1. So stop the damage early before anything happens.
Well, a couple tough plays for Stephen Morgan here already at third. And again, could go down as an error, could go down as a hit. I would think that's probably more along the lines of an E5. He makes the play. He certainly has enough time to get the out at first, but Julian certainly athletic to get there. But nonetheless, Holton trying to battle back, down 4-1 here in the top of the second, and they put their first two runners on, 8 and 9 in the order. Now they flip it up to Bodie Dillon at the top of the order, who struck out in his first at-bat and now gets his second opportunity here against Ashton Rocky with an RBI chance with runners at first and second. Rocky's pitch is a little bit high for ball number one. And we saw Dillon work a good at-bat first time around. He worked a full count, but ultimately struck out swinging for the first out of the game. And 0-1 is taken for a called strike. Or correction, the 1-0 count is taken for a strike, and it's 1-1.
I know Dillon's not the leadoff of the inning here, but he's leadoff of this team, so important for him here to get a quality hit.
There's a hard cut, swing and a miss. Pitch was a little bit up and in, missed it all, and it's 1-2. So a single and an error. Kennedy at second, Julian's at first. Hiawatha leading this one 4-1 in the top of the second. Next pitch, a called strike three, and down goes Dillon for out number one. So here's Siegenhagen, a single and a run scored. Runners still at first and second, but now one out. Rocky looking at second, neither of the two runners being held on, and first pitch a little bit high to Siegenhagen for ball number one. Pitch by Rocky, a little bit up and in, makes it two balls and no strikes. Womack will follow. Neither of the two runners being held on at first and second. Next pitch low and in the dirt, so now three balls and no strikes. As Holton trying to put a little something together here in the top of the second, trailing 4-1. I would expect Siegenhagen to maybe take this pitch at 3-0. We'll see. And he does take it all the way, and it's high for ball four. So second time in as many at-bats, Siegenhagen has reached, this time via the walk, and now the bases are loaded with one out.
Anyway, that's a great eye to be on a 3-0 count and to be able to go, okay, I want to see about this pitch, see if it's where I want to swing, and he didn't see it. So help this team get the bases loaded.
Now it's Drew Womack, the lefty, who takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Singled in his first at-bats, but was stranded at third to end that inning. Down 4-1 here in the second. Base hit could really chip away at it.
And if you remember in the first inning, Holton only scored due to a bases-loaded walk. So, I mean, if you're Holton right now, I mean, you're hoping for a good quality hit. A single could score too.
Next pitch, a little bit outside. Now 3-0. So Rocky, a little shaky on the bump and a little struggle trying to find the zone here. It was a 4-pitch walk to Siegenhagen and now a 3-0 count on Womack. That pitch is outside, ball four. So the second run for Holton scored the same exact way. Bases loaded walk, and it's now 4-2. So Kennedy scores, Julian's to third, and Siegenhagen up to second. And now here is Caleb McCrory, who reached on an error in his first at-bat. Base hit could tie the game. It's 4-2 here in the second. First pitch over but low, makes it one ball and no strikes. That is 9 straight pitches outside the zone for Rocky. Back-to-back 4-pitch walks, that one missing it to McCrory. Now there's a swing and a high fly ball down the right field line. Actually, it's pushed back into play, and it's popped out of the glove. Or was it caught? They call an infield fly. Okay, so I guess that's a good thing if you're Hiawatha because...
Yeah, infield fly rule, that's going to be an out.
If it wasn't called that, it would have popped out the glove, and I think everyone was kind of confused, but that is a big second out. Now the first pitch to Josh Smith is a little bit outside for ball one. Again, you see where the ball initially comes off the bat. It looks like that's in foul territory, but that wind just pushes it right back into the field of play. As Smith takes another one low, and it's 2-0. So the bases are loaded, two outs.
Yeah, as you mentioned, the wind's a challenger for the fielders, but it's a benefactor for the, I mean, occasionally for the hitters, and that just depends.
And the next pitch is a called strike, so we saw the Hiawatha version of Josh Smith take advantage of that wind in his first at-bat with a leadoff home run in the bottom of the first. The righty's having the advantage, that wind gusting towards left field, and there's a slicer down the right field line, but that's going to get over the fence and foul. And to Josh Smith here, it is two balls and two strikes.
Tell you what, even though it's been a rocky road for Ashton right now, and the bases are
nice
loaded, he's still doing a great job of fighting. He has a chance to get out of this inning with only one run given up. I mean, he's proven his chance why he can stay up there, up on the mound.
So Rocky's 2-2 is a swing and a miss, and down goes Josh Smith. So another bases-loaded walk gets the Cats one back. We have played one and a half. Hiawatha 4 and Holton 2. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction and remodel. Call Luke 785-851-0785. Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. We got ourselves a 4-2 game. Hiawatha doubling up Holton currently as we go to the bottom of the second inning here on KNZA. Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tabman alongside Crendon Prophet.
Another opportunity inning here for Hiawatha. Three hits in the first, so just continuing projecting that momentum, keep going. Just want to give another shout-out here to Ash and Rocky, which in the top of the two, you did a great job fending off Holton. They load the bases back-to-back innings, the one and the two, but kept the damages to a minimum, just one run each. But, you know, in Hiawatha's case, you want to keep that going. You want to keep the momentum you got going. The home run started off the game. You had nine batters come up in the first inning, and here you go to the 10th batter in the order. In the second,
Micah Oldham, followed by Josh Smith and Grant Barnhill working against Austin Zeller. So we're only going to get tonight one Josh Smith v. Josh Smith matchup. Thought we'd at least get a couple at bats, but obviously Josh Smith for Holton had a tough go on the rubber, replaced by Austin Zeller. Zeller back to work, and he'll face again Micah Oldham here to begin the bottom of the second inning with Hiawatha leading 4-2. So here we go. First pitch in the bottom of the second inning is a fastball inside missing to make it one ball and no strikes.
You know, I was really hoping we could keep with the Josh Smith joke.
I know, right? Well, like you said, one by Josh Smith with the home run to lead off the bottom of the first. He is on deck. Next pitch inside to make it 2-0. You mentioned the three hits. Four runs on three hits. An error also helps one of those runs score. There's a foul ball there by Oldham to make it 2-1. the Hiawatha team again, who has won four in a row. Most recently Sunday, they swept Marysville. 7-5, 9-1 those finals. Prior to that, they got two wins against Atchison, 17-7 and 16-0. Now three balls and one strike here on Oldham. That last pitch missing outside the zone. Pitch by Zeller is a ground ball through the hole, but fielded behind second. The throw is just a little bit late, kicks away, and Oldham is going to be safe. So not enough mustard to completely get out of the infield. It was fielded behind the bag at second. The throw was a little bit wide. Even if the throw's on target, I think Oldham is safe. Regardless, number 10 in the order is on to lead off the bottom of the second. And here is Josh Smith. Led off the bottom of the first with a home run on a 3-1 pitch. Used that wind and carried it over the fence in left field. Zeller with a hesitation move and gets Oldham back, scrambling to first base, about 2.5, maybe a 3-step lead. Zeller fires, runner stays, and it's high for ball one. Four to two our score. Hiawatha in front, batting in the bottom of the second. Zeller pitches, and low and outside. Good stop by the catcher in Siegenhagen to make it 2-0.
Well, in back-to-back batters here, he's allowed the hitter to get on the early 2-0 count, so possibly get more aggressive here, look towards in the zone.
Zeller did a nice job in the first, coming in for Josh Smith to limit that damage. Now there's a swing and a miss to make it 2-1. Gave up one hit, but was not charged with the run that he allowed. Next pitch, swing and a miss, and from 2-0 to 2-2.
Let's go on Zeller, just get aggressive. You see the 2-0 count, and then you bring up to a 2-2, fight back as a pitcher.
Oldham the runner at first base, and a 3-2 is hit off the inside part of the bat, looped left side, but not hit hard enough. The shortstop in Dillon makes the catch prior to the grass for out number one. So Smith retired for the first time tonight, and that brings up Brant Barnhill.
A lot of credit to Dillon there. I mean, as you mentioned, the wind just being a factor, I bet that kind of pushed that one a little bit towards the outfield there. But Dillon, just a great location, and then glove just above his head. Maybe even had a little sun in his eyes too, but otherwise just a great executed catch.
First pitch to Barnhill, a little bit high. And the throw down to first, I think it might have hit the helmet of the runner, but Oldham is back safely. 1-0 the count on Barnhill. He had an adventurous first inning. He was hit by a pitch, got to second on a steal, got to third on a pass ball, and then eventually scored on an error. Next pitch low. Another good stop by Siegenhagen to keep it in front. It's 2-0. A 4-2 advantage here for Hiawatha, batting in the bottom of the second inning with one on and one out. Zeller out of the stretch. Oldham staying at first, and that one bounces up. Siegenhagen didn't see the bounce, and that's going to allow Oldham to get down to second base.
I think the ump might have got caught with the ball. He took his mask off, but seems to be all right.
Just a tough play. It was a good stop by Siegenhagen, but just one of those scenarios where you don't see it off the initial hit, and you just kind of turn around, you get lost, and ball was right in front, but couldn't tell. Now a runner at second base. A 3-0 pitch coming in, and it's taken all the way for a strike, and it's 3-1. Ashton Rocky due up next. Hiawatha an opportunity here to add to their 4-2 lead. They got a runner at second base and one out. Pitch by Zeller is a swing and a miss, and from 3-0, 2-3.
Zeller doing a great job battling back on each of these counts. He's getting down at the pit as a pitcher, 2-0, 3-0 on this one, but he's back on a 3-2 here.
Big 3-2 coming up here for Zeller. It's a ground ball to the left side, just foul though, and it stays 3-2.
But Barnhill's job, just work it. Just hit it, get some foul balls out there, and work that pitch count, Austin Zeller, and find that pitch.
a productive out wouldn't be too bad, even a little ground ball out if you can get the runner to third. Rocky will have an opportunity, barring a double play, and the 3-2 is just a bit outside, ball four. So a good at-bat for Barnhill, and he takes first. So now first and second, still one out. Here's Rocky, who walked and scored in his first go-around. Well, he's had to work out of some jams himself, being on the mound for Hiawatha. Holton has stranded the bases loaded in each of their first two at-bats, but have only scratched across two runs. First pitch by Zeller, a little bit outside, makes it 1-0. Oldham at second, reached on a single. Josh Smith popped out, and then Barnhill walked. 2-1 and 1 out. Pitch by Zeller is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. So after tonight, Hiawatha will be back in action on Sunday at Corning. Wednesday, Sundays are the busy Legion days for the most part, but you get some random Tuesday, maybe even Thursday or Friday games mixed in throughout the course of the summer. There's a foul ball by Rocky to make it 1-2. Fouled it off his inside part of the foot and kicked it out towards the pitcher's mound, but now a 1-2 count coming up to Rocky. Jacobson on deck, 2 on and 1 out here in the home second, and Hiawatha trying to add to a 4-2 lead. Next pitch off speed, bends away outside to make it 2-2.
I just want to compliment Siegenhagen real quick, just his athleticism, sliding that right knee, getting out and stopping a wild pitch. He's just done a great job being catcher right now.
Mentioned earlier, again, the distance between home and the backstop provides plenty of room if a ball gets by to allow runners to advance. As Rocky takes one high, and it's now full at 3-2.
I think he's got good framework, too.
That is obviously a big key when you can frame those pitches. Might need a frame job here. 3-2 on the way here to Rocky. And the pitch is high and inside, ball four.
And that one's going to be a little hard to frame nearly, looking in like it went behind the batter's head. So that's going to fill the bases up.
So there is a walk, and the bases are loaded with one out. And the true definition of the cleanup hitter is upon us, and that is Cooper Jacobson. Number four batter in your order is considered the cleanup hitter. Well, a chance to really clean it up. Big opportunity to extend on a two-run lead early in this game. And the first pitch taken high for ball one. He had a big RBI double in his first at-bat. A line shot down the line and left. That got all the way up to the warning track. He would eventually come around to score on a single by Wishrup. There's a foul ball out of play to make it 1-1. A 4-2 game. We have seen at least one run scored in every inning so far, each half inning. Hiawatha trying to extend on that trend here in the home second. There's a pitch that rides inside to make it 2-1.
Well, you saw Zoller get out of the jam in the last inning, so we'll see what he can do here with bases loaded. And look, Segan Morgan, as I mentioned, great athleticism, great framework now. He's a great mentality. He's going to go up there, and he's going to talk to his pitcher, and he's going to calm him down.
Yeah, big spot. You want to keep it at a minimum in terms of the damage. Bases loaded, one out. You would think more times than not you execute some way, shape, or form to at least get one run in.
That's a leader right there out on the field. Segan Morgan just doing a great job. Calming his pitcher down, you know, walking throughout the scenario, telling Zeller, hey, you got out of the last jam in the first inning. You're put into a pretty bad situation. I know there's a pretty bad situation here, but, you know, you can do it. Let's start getting these pitches in, and let's start getting some strikes.
Well, big pitch coming up here. It's 2-1. You're on Jacobson. Bases loaded, one out. There is a ground ball to the right side. This should bring in a run. It will. It's a productive at bat. It's an RBI ground out by Jacobson to first, and it's now a 5-2 game. Barnhill to third, Rocky to second. So again, productive at bat with an RBI ground out. Jacobson is now driven in two tonight. now a 5-2 game. But still, you need to get one out. Here is Caden Smith, who walked in his first at-bat. Runners on second and third with two down. Sellers sets and fires. And missing to make it one ball and no strikes. We have seen a lot of lengthy at-bats. Batters taking a lot of pitches, being disciplined at the plate, working counts full. Hard shot, left side, fielded on a nice hop by McCrory. Long throw in time to retire the side. So, took a little bit of work, but Hiawatha gets a run back, and we have played two. It is a 5-2 game. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
Kind TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. They are locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Savetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. Also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon Prophet to my right, Brandon Tabman here at Noble Park in Hiawatha. Right now, the American Legion score we got for you, it's a 5-2 game. Hiawatha leading Holton as we go to the third inning of play. Rocky back on the bump. And we'll face the middle to bottom part of the order, 6, 7, and 8, here in the third with Binkley, Bliss, and Kennedy. Binkley credited with Holton's first run, thanks to an bases-loaded walk. That is the way that Holton has got both of their runs in the game tonight, two bases-loaded walks. Right now they trail Hiawatha 5-2. Here is Binkley to lead it off in the third. First pitch is a little bit low for ball one. Two runs, three hits, and six left in the first two innings for Holton. Next pitch, high and inside, two balls and no strikes. Five runs, four hits, and four left for Hiawatha. Hiawatha's got an early jump here on the league standings this summer. They're off to a 6-0 start. Savetha, two back in the loss column. They are 6-2. And you got Seneca and Corning, both at 4-2 currently. And there's a 3-0 pitch that misses high for ball four. So a four-pitch walk puts Binkley on. Second time, Binkley has walked, this time with the bases empty. And for Rocky, that is the fourth walk he has issued in the game tonight.
It's a great way to draw a walk by number 10, Braden Binkley, to start it off, no outs.
Now, Holton's going to try to chip away. They've had some opportunities to add to what has been two runs scored, and here is a bunt attempt. Nearly put down well by Bliss, but just foul. And it's no balls and one strike. Bliss struck out to end the first. That was with the bases loaded. Struck out swinging on an 0-2 pitch. Now as a runner at first, and nobody out here in the away third. His team trailing Hiawatha 5-2. Bats from the left side, open on the stance, good movement. Tries to put bunt down again, same result. Foul ball to the left side, and it's 0-2.
Probably won't see the bunt here on an 0-2 count, but I think what Rocky's got a great situation. 0-2 has a good chance to work around the zone, record that first out here at the top of the three.
So here we go, a 0-2 count on the way to Bliss. Binkley at first, three-step lead, pitches outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. Holton scored a run on two hits in the first. They scored a run on one hit in the second. Both times, they left the bases loaded. Another fastball that tails away outside, and from 0-2 to now 2-2, with Kennedy due up next.
Keep in mind, hits weren't actually the ones that scored them. It was walks, as the bases were loaded, and that helped the runner on third get home. So for Holton, it's about getting, you know, some good RBIs. With a runner on second and a runner on third, you know, you bat them in. I mean, that's what they got to kind of achieve and work to this game.
Well, Bliss has worked it now to a full count. Three balls and two strikes. He fell behind 0-2 trying to bunt. Now he calls time and steps outside the box. Big opportunity. Binkley at first. A leadoff walk. Kennedy to follow. A 5-2 Hiawatha lead here in the third. And there is a called strike three on the inside corner and a big pitch. And gets the first out here in the third. So Bliss battled, but ultimately goes down for out number one in the third. So Binkley at first, one down. Here's Kennedy. Single and a run scored in the second. Pitch by Rocky is a ground ball. This could be two. Nice high hop to second for one. Throw to first is wide and gets away. So they get the lead run for out number two. Binkley is out. And Kennedy at first on the fielder's choice.
You know, it almost was a great 6-4-3 double play. Just could not get a turn in the throw to first. Just not on the line.
But you get the lead run. You get the second out. Now you're down to number nine in the order in Weston Chulions, who reached on an error in his first at bat and now has an opportunity with Kennedy on, but not in scoring position. He's at first, two down. 5-2 our score. We have seen at least one run in every inning to this point. And a high fly ball left side. It's going to pushed out of play, and it's foul. And it's no balls and one strike. Runner at first is Landon Kennedy. The batter is Weston Chulions. And the pitcher is Ashton Rocky. No balls, one strike, two outs, and one on. Ground ball left side and off the glove of Stephen Morgan and ricochets into shallow left, and everyone holds after one. And now first and second with two down. Stephen Morgan's had a tough night here at third base. He's had some tough plays over there. And that one again, just probably one he would say he should make. But ricochets off the glove into left, and that keeps the inning alive as Kennedy gets up to second base. And now Chulions at first. Here's Bodie Dillon. RBI chance with two outs. First pitch taken all the way for a strike. It's 0-1, and Dillon has struck out in each of his first two at-bats. It was third time already here at the plate, and we're in the third. There's a swing and a miss, and he's quickly down 0-2. So another chance for Rocky to get himself out of a pickle. Two on and two outs. Dillon down 0-2. Rocky looks at second and fires. Swing and a miss, and down goes Dillon. They call it a strikeout, and converted and completed. But nonetheless, Hiawatha in control. It's a 5-2 game, and we're back right after this.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
American Legion Baseball presented by Keim TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu and Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? We got Brandon, Crendon, we got Kurt. It's American Legion Baseball on KNCA. Hiawatha 5, Holton 2. As we go to the bottom of inning number 3, Austin Seller back on the bump. He'll face Sieben Morgan, Wishrup, and Becker.
So I know right now the Hiawatha Braves are on the attack, but just another kudos here to Ashton Rocky having another great inning. As you said, getting out of the pickle, so I guess you could call him the real deal because, you know, But yeah, he's doing pretty good in Hiawatha. They're going to.
You can't tell me you just thought of that right on the spot, didn't you? You probably stayed up all night thinking of that one.
Definitely was.
Okay, fair enough. All right, first pitch here to Dalton Sieben Morgan is taken high for a ball. Popped out to third in his first at bat. He was actually the first batter faced when Zeller came in to replace Smith in the first. So this is his second time facing Austin Zeller tonight, and there's a swing and a miss to make it one ball and one strike. In a warm evening, it was basically 86, 87-ish, right around first pitch. There is a line shot right back up the middle and into center for a hit, and nearly got Zeller, but avoids getting plunked by that line drive, and how about a leadoff single for Sieben Morgan?
Yeah, I really just tried to snatch with his glove. I couldn't see at first just because, you know, how straight the ball went. It was a perfect hit, but yeah, I know, just skipped right past down center lane.
So the third straight inning that Hiawatha has had their leadoff man on. You had Smith in the first inning with a leadoff home run, and then Micah Oldham to lead off the second. Got on with a single, and now Sieben Morgan here in the third with a single. Wishrup takes a first pitch called strike. He had an RBI single in that four-run first. Also stole second, but was left there stranded to end that frame. That's from the right side, fairly straight up with the stance, grounds it to the left side, fielded by McCrory, throws it long across the diamond, and it's low and gets away. And now runners moving up to second and third. That is going to be an E5, a low throw. And now Hiawatha in business. Well, that is the fifth error combined between the two teams tonight.
There's been a lot of issues kind of over towards third base, and, you know, it's hard hits, but you can maybe also think of the win, but at the end of the day, it's execution on the throw. It's also been a key factor.
So they bring in a courtesy runner for Wishrup at second base, so courtesy runner out there, and you also got Sieben Morgan at third after the error. Now base hit could add potentially two on the board. First pitch to Zeller, or from Zeller to Gannon Becker is a little bit outside for ball number one. And Becker flew out to left in his first at bat. Next pitch by Zeller, fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike.
One thing I kind of always like to tell about Gannon Becker is I remember the first time I ever called a game with him, it was a basketball game, his mom, or some relative came up to me and was like, hey, it's his birthday today, so I wish him happy birthday. And he wound up scoring 20 points that game. So
yeah, he probably heard the shout-out.
He heard the shout-out.
Wanted to give the fans a partying gift. Oh, and there's
ooh, that's not a gift you want. It hits
yeah,
the back.
Yeah, runs inside, and that hits Becker in the back. So now the bases are loaded with nobody out here in the home third. What is already a 5-2 lead for Hiawatha and a chance to add to it. As Peyton Teal now steps in, who grounded out to first to end the first. Chance for Hiawatha to blow this game up here in the third if they can put a big one together. Zeller's going to have to put something together on the other end to limit any damage, if any damage. Teal takes first pitch, called strike, and it's 0-1. Stephen Morgan at third, courtesy runner at second, Becker at first, and now a high fly ball center field. When pushing it, it is caught, and it's going to be deep enough to get the run in. So a productive at bat. It is a sacrifice fly for Teal, and it's now 6-2. That brings up Micah Oldham with runners at first and second and one out. One run in, now a 6-2 Hiawatha lead. Productive at-bats will go down as good at-bats.
Anytime you can kind of help the scoreboard, it's always a productive at-bat.
Oldham led off the second with a single in his first at-bat, came around to score on the ground out by Jacobson. Fouls the first pitch away, and it's no balls and one strike. Some speed on the base paths as Hiawatha continues to try to extend here in the second, just one out and two on. Next pitch was low and outside, 1-1 now the counts on the center fielder, Micah Oldham. Fairly straight up, up in the box with his stance. And he hits a little looper to the right side, and it drops into shallow right for a hit. And it's not deep enough to advance a runner in, but now the bases are loaded once again. So Oldham, number 10 in the order, how about 2-for-2 with a couple of singles?
Looking great. And he sets up his home run hitter who will start off the game, Josh Smith, who got his home run off Josh Smith.
Still can't get over that.
I will not get over that. Here he's against Zeller for the second time.
Big opportunity for Smith against Zeller here with one out and the bases juiced. It's already a four-run lead for Hiawatha trying to add to it in the bottom of the third. That first pitch was high and away to make it 1-0. And that home run in the bottom of the first as he hits it sharply left side, fielded. And they get the out, or no, it kicked away. Didn't even see it. It's in McCrory, and now he is visibly upset, and everybody's going to be safe as he can't field it cleanly at third.
Yeah, I can't tell what it bounced off of, whether it was his foot or just the back of the glove, but it's going to score a run.
Well, again, that is the second error of the inning and the sixth error combined between the two teams, and it's now 7-2. And here is Barnhill. Takes one low and outside for ball one. The bases are still loaded. Defense has been an issue in tonight's game that have led to multiple unearned runs. But Zeller's got to try to limit the damage, and that's a good pitch. A swing and a miss there by Barnhill to make it 1-1. Barnhill's been hit by a pitch. He has also walked. Third time up here in the game tonight. Big RBI chance here with the bases loaded. Two runs have already scored. Next pitch, a little bit outside. Now two balls and one strike. Hiawatha scoring four in the first, one in the second. They have tallied two here in the third and a chance to continue to add to it. There's a little foul ball right on top of home plate, and it's 2-2 now. With Rocky due up next, as Hiawatha looks to stay undefeated in league play here early. 7-3 overall, 6-0 in the standings. They have won four in a row. They have sweeps over Doniphan County, Atchison, and Marysville.
Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. Great pitching and productive at-bats.
They got some veteran kids, too, who have played a lot of summer baseball. Here's the pitch, and it's low and outside. And the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, one out here in the bottom of the third. Becker, the runner at third. You got Oldham at second, and Josh Smith, the runner at first. What is already a 7-2 lead and a chance for more. Barnhill digs in. Here's the pitch by Zeller, and it's a swing and a miss, and down goes Brant Barnhill for a big second out in the inning. Now it's up to Ashton Rocky. put one in play to try to add to it.
And for Zeller, again, keeping damages to a minimum. He kept it to a minimum in the first, second. Now he's going to try to at least stop it just at two runs here in the third.
Two outs now. Base is still loaded. Here's Ashton Rocky for a third time. He has walked twice. He has scored once. First pitch he takes high and inside for ball number one. Both of his first two at-bats, he worked full counts. Both times he got on via the walk. And he starts out in front here, one ball, no strikes. Becker at third, Oldham at second, Smith at first. There's a swing and a miss. A heavy swing. Caught a lot of air, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, definitely was in a part of the zone that he really liked when it closed, struck back, kept it inside, but just a little late.
That felt like a swing where he wanted to get one up and into that breeze out towards left. Next pitch runs inside and hits him, and that drives in a run. So the last thing you wanted to do, give up a freebie there. As everyone moves up, Oldham to third, Smith to second. Rocky hit by the pitch. It brings in a run. It's now 8-2. The bases are still loaded. Now here's Jacobson, the ninth batter to come up here in the inning. He is 1-for-2 with a double and two RBIs. First pitch called strike, and it's 0-1. So Hiawatha continuing to build on this lead as we're coming up near the halfway points of this one. Zeller's pitch is a high fly ball, shallow center field, now being pushed back a little bit is Shuliantz. He will make the catch to retire the side, but three more runs score, and Hiawatha extends on their lead. It's an 8-2 margin, as we got American Legion Baseball for you here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Springtime means new life on the farm, but it also brings unpredictable weather. Protect your investments from the shocking dangers of lightning strikes with a policy to safeguard your livestock. Don't let a storm wipe out your livelihood. Contact your local SBS agent today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Hiawatha's got a new pitcher on the bump here as we're getting ready for the fourth inning of play. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Brandon Tam and Kirk Kilman in studio. We got Crittenden Prophet here as well. Looks like we got Dalton Siebenmorgen on the bump now for Hiawatha. So we'll try to get the defensive changes as Siebenmorgen won't be playing third. Looks like they move Jacobson to third base. And I would think Rocky. That means Jacobson's not playing first. Bear with us, people. Looks like they got... Looks like Caden Smith is now the new first baseman.
Caden Smith came out from designated hitter, so he designated hitter, so he comes in the first.
Well, we hope we have figured most of the alignments.
So then Ashton Rocky's just not out there then.
It appears to be so.
All right, Case in center field. Center field.
First pitch swinging by Siegenhagen is driven out to center field, and Oldham goes back to make the catch. One pitch, one out.
No, that's Ashton Rocky who came in. So then... Okay, so Micah then, he moved to left field then.
Okay, and then that is... Rocky in center.
So a lot of defensive changes here in the top of the fourth, then.
We certainly appreciate the help, for sure. It's hard to see out there sometimes, but good start for Stephen Morgan. Again, one pitch, one out. Now he gets Womack, who takes the first pitch strike to make it 0-1. Fouls it straight back, and Womack down 0-2. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Womack. First strikeout for Stephen Morgan, and two up and two down. We haven't seen many quick innings. So again, Rocky's final line, 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He walked 4, and he struck out 7. As he is out there defensively now in center field, and now McCrory lines it down the line, and that's a base hit to left field. So a 2-out single keeps it alive now for Josh Smith. Josh Smith 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Or correction, sorry, it's Zeller who's going to bat for the first time in place of Josh Smith. The first at bat for Zeller, takes first pitch strike, and it's 0-1. So again, Minshew taking the spot of Josh Smith, who was 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts, and Zeller down 0-1, now down 0-2, swinging a miss there. McCrory at first base with 2 down, quick fly out and a strikeout for the first couple of outs, and then McCrory a sharp single to the left. With 2 down, that is where he stands in what is now the 4th inning of play. Next pitch is outside, 1-ball, 2-strikes. Bolton had 1 run in the first on a bases loaded walk. They had 1 run in the second on a bases loaded walk. They have stranded 8 total in 3 innings. And there's a swing and a miss, and down goes Zeller. So pretty quick work for Stephen Morgan, despite a 2-out single, nothing across for Holton. Halfway home as we go to the bottom of the 4th inning. 8-2 our score. It's American Legion Baseball.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halfway gone and halfway home here tonight. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA, brought to you by Sailor Insurance. I'm Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Want to thank as well Luke Dillon Electric. With over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel, call Luke 785-851-0785. Helena Agra Enterprise, people, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron and McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. To the bottom of the 4th inning, Hiawatha up again. They lead it 8-2 against Holton, as they have scored in every inning to this point. They scored 4 in the first, 1 in the second, and then 3 in the third. And a chance to try to continue to build on what's been a good night so far. Both teams have had some issues defensively. Both teams have committed multiple errors, which have led to some runs. And Zeller back to work. And first pitch to Caden Smith is in there for strike number 1. Stephen Morgan and Wishrup to follow. Now Smith behind 0-2. Smith the extra hitter to start, but now in defensively at first base, and takes pitch low and inside. It's 1-2.
think this is one of the first few times that Zeller is actually ahead of the count here as a pitcher. Or starts, he starts 0-2, 1-2.
There's a slow roller left side, fielded, throw to first in time. Nice play by Dylan at short to retire Smith, and one up and one down.
Let's see that play made by Dylan to Walmack. You know, shortstop to first base. Because, you know, right now tonight, there's been a lot of errors combined through each team, a lot of kind of offline throws to first base. So when you kind of see something like that, it's kind of a little pump of the fist.
Here's Stephen Morgan. A single and a run scored. He has also popped out to third. Takes first pitch strike. It's 0-1. 8 runs on 6 hits in the game here for Hiawatha tonight. And next pitch to Stephen Morgan. A little bit low. Gets to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Last week, when they swept Atchison, Hiawatha scored 17 in Game 1 and scored 16 in Game 2. They scored 12 runs. And there's a little liner down the line and left, and it stays fair. Getting on it quickly and getting it back in is Bliss to just make it a long single, and Stephen Morgan has his second hit of tonight's game. Or I should say the 2 wins against Marysville was trying to say that they scored 7 and 9, so 16. So the offense for Hiawatha has been producing during this nice little 4-game stretch, and they have 8 runs here and still batting in the fourth with 1 on and 1 out. So Wishrup, who had an RBI single in the first and then reached on an error and scored in the third. And this could be a tailor-made 6-4-3. There's the 6, there's the 4, and the 3 is wide. And that gets away, so 1 out, and then Wishrup is able to get to second base on another throwing error. Now Wishrup again, they're going to bring on a courtesy runner, so a runner at second base with now 2 outs. And now it's up to number 19 on the jersey, and the shortstop, Gannon Becker. 8-2, Hiawatha. They lead Holton here in the bottom of the fourth. American Legion Baseball on KNZA. And the first pitch by Zeller. Good stop by Siegenhagen to keep it in front. Makes it 1 ball and no strikes. A ground out, a single, followed by fielder's choice slash error. In what we've seen so far in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody holding the runner at second. There's another pitch that gets away, and another good stop by the catcher to make it 2-0. If Becker is able to do something, Peyton Teal will be up next. Well, Holton trying to hold Hiawatha scoreless for the first time tonight in an inning. Hiawatha 4 in the first, 1 in the second, 3 in the third. They lead 8-2. Runner at second, 2 outs. Pitch by Zeller is a swing and a miss. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker flew out to left in the first. He has also been hit by a pitch and has scored a run. Closed on the stance, up in the right side box, takes one up and in, spins away from it, and it's 3-1. Zeller again replaced Josh Smith in the first. Smith had not recorded an out when Zeller came in. He has pitched the entire way since, and now a swing and a miss makes it 3-2. So he's really done a good job. Again, the defense has not helped him behind at times. But again, coming in the spot that he did, where he is to this point, you think Zeller's done a pretty good job at this point. But that pitch is low, and it's ball 4. And that keeps the inning alive for Peyton Teal. So Wishrup at second, or again, Wishrup's courtesy runner at second base, and then Becker at first, and here's Teal. A productive at bat in his last time out with a sacrifice fly, driving in a run. He is also grounded out to first. And the pitch by Zeller is a called strike to make it 0-1. Well, Hiawatha trying to add to an 8-2 lead here in the fourth. 2 on and 2 outs. Next pitch, a little bit outside, makes it 1-1 here on Teal.
Here right now for Holton, and of course Austin Zeller, it's about putting a goose egg inning in for Hiawatha. You know, no damages for this one, so that way you have an easier time on the climb back up to the score.
There's a little ground ball, foul, right side to make it 1-2. Hiawatha sent 9 to the plate in the first. They sent 6 to the plate in the second, and then sent 9 to the plate in the third. And Teal, the fifth batter up here in the fourth. But 2 outs and 2 on. Pitch by Zeller is low for a ball, makes it 2-2.
But Zeller's got a chance.
Zeller still has a chance. 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Teal. Courtesy runner at second base. You got Becker at first. Zeller just trying to put a goose egg on the board. That one is high and outside. Count full at 3-2 with Micah Oldham due up next. Now these pitchers have had to grind tonight. There is no doubt about it. And Zeller, no exception there. Each team has used 2 pitchers so far. This is hit well, left field, and jumping up and making the catch is Bliss in left, and that saved extra bases and probably 2 runs. So a big job, or a good job there by Holton and Bliss in left to retire the side. So, for the first time, Holton goes scoreless in an inning, and we head to the fifth inning of play. It's an 8-2 score here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. Want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, they are open 7 days a week with great specials. To the fifth inning, Hiawatha 8 and Holton 2. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, Kurt in studio, Brandon, we got Crendon as well, Stephen Morgan back to work, and the first pitch is a swing and a foul off there to Braden Binkley to make it 0-1. So Binkley, Bliss, and Kennedy do up for Holton here in the fifth. They trail Hiawatha 8-2. Hiawatha looks to continue their undefeated start in league play, and these teams playing in somewhat opposite directions to this point. There's another swing and miss. Binkley down 0-2. Hiawatha, they have won 4 in a row. Holton, they have lost 4 in a row. Stephen Morgan sets at the belt, fires an 0-2. It's low and inside. Make it 1-2. Binkley has walked twice. And in the first, he walked with the bases loaded, so credited with an RBI. And he hits it to the right side, but foul, just slicing out of play, and stays 1-2. Well, the Royals, if you haven't seen, have spotted the New York Yankees 6 runs in the first inning, so Royals just want to continue to have those come-from-behind victories and gonna have to do it again.
Yeah, they're kind of what you consider an 8th, 9th inning team.
They're not a first inning. They have not been a first inning team against the Yankees, that is for sure, but there's a check swing and a little roller to the right side, but foul, and Binkley back into the box with a 2-2 count.
But, you know, you kind of look to Holton right now, and that's what they're going to have to kind of put up together. They gave up a lot of runs at the beginning of the game. They're on to a slow start, but, you know, they can finish pretty strong here with just the last couple of innings. They got opportunities for sure. They have stranded quite a few base runners in this game today. Binkley takes one low, and it's 3-2. And a 3-2 by Stephen Morgan is sliced to the right side, drops in front of the first baseman, kicked away, and no play to be had. Binkley is safe. Boy, a little slicer in Smith. The first baseman really had some issues fielding that spin, and even if he fields it cleanly, I don't think Stephen Morgan covers in time. So, regardless, Binkley at first base with nobody out.
Yeah, it definitely was probably needed to be more of a heads-up play on the pitcher getting to first base. I think he kind of maybe thought it was going to be something where first baseman could have picked it up and got the tag out. We're going to see a courtesy runner, Josh Smith, coming back into the game.
Josh Smith, the lone Holton player, not wearing the same jersey top as everybody else. So he's got the turquoise top compared to the kind of Holton blue.
That's one thing he did for Jackson Heights is he primarily came in as a courtesy runner, and let me tell you, he can.
I thought you were gonna say wore the turquoise.
Oh
shirt.
Well,
that's what he did for Jackson Heights, wore the turquoise shirt.
Not
the case.
But no, he's really fast. He has great speed distance from each of the plates. So we're gonna see what he can do in the terms of trying to get a run up here for Holton in this fifth inning.
Well, now the coach is here for Holton discussing something with the umpire, and Binkley, who got that hit, I don't know if they're going to be able to maybe allow Smith the courtesy run because, again, so Smith was the pitcher, and then he got taken out in the first. We haven't seen him since. Binkley is standing with his helmet on between third base and home base. Maybe thinking he's going to have to go back out there, and maybe they can't use Smith as a courtesy runner, but we're trying to figure that out.
And, you know, I know kudos right here on Hiawatha keeping Stephen Morgan just kind of warmed up, you know, playing a little small toss back and forth with them. That's Josh Smith, who plays second base. So Josh Smith keeping Stephen Morgan warm, just a little toss back and forth. The mound.
So they do decide to allow Smith to courtesy run, so he is at first base with. Oh, pitch runner. Okay, excuse me. So yeah, Smith at first. They'll soft toss it back over there. He didn't have a lot of a lead, but keeping him honest over there. So Smith back in the game. And here is Remy Bliss. Now Stephen Morgan out of the stretch and fires. High and outside to make it 1-0. Bliss is 0-2, a couple of strikeouts. Ashton Rocky pitched the first three innings. Gave up two runs, one earned. He had seven strikeouts and four walks. Stephen Morgan working into his second inning on the hill. Next pitch low and inside to Bliss, and it's two balls and no strikes. So Smith at first base and another throw back over there, and he slides back in head first safely. 8-2 our score. Hiawatha leading Holton here in the top of the fifth inning. Noble Park here in Hiawatha. Wind has died down a touch, but it's been a little bit breezy pretty much from the jump. And Seba Morgan's next pitch runs inside, and it's 3-0.
Great opportunity here for Holton to get two on the base, but they're going to have to. They want to come back in this. It's about scoring runs with the bat. They have not. Now they have two runs so far in this game, but they have not scored off a hit. Just two loaded bases walks that have allowed the run to get home.
So we do have confirmation why Josh Smith is wearing the turquoise top. He simply forgot the jersey. It's okay. It happens. That is okay. Doesn't prevent him from playing. And there's a swing and a miss. Makes it. Now three balls and two strikes, so appreciate the text message I got there, just letting us know that, hey, Josh just forgot the jersey, it's okay.
Well, it's a good thing he at least has he does have like a backup shirt with his last name on it.
Exactly.
So.
And there's a pitch that's low and outside, ball four, so a big at bat, and Bliss
is on for the first time. And Smith to second base and Bliss to first. So now two on and nobody out. And a chance here for Holton to maybe put a little something together to try to chip away with it. It starts here with Landon Kennedy.
Kind of makes you wonder what's legal to kind of wear as a top. If you want to come and play, kind of put a flannel on out there with a 25
minute. It's at least good. It doesn't prevent him from getting the opportunity to play. That is for sure. There's a swing and a miss by Kennedy. Ball's behind at 0-1. He's reached on a fielder's choice. Has also singled and scored. An opportunity here. His team down 8-2 in the fifth. Two on and nobody out. Stephen Morgan lifts the leg and fires, and this one's popped up to the right side. It's going to be in the infield, and easy catch made by Smith, and there is out number one. So here's Shulianz, who has reached twice via the air, and now two on and one out.
Runner definitely in scoring position. Like I said, I know Smith, he's got a great speed to him.
This is hit well and off the fence in left field. Boy, lost it off the cusp, and a run's going to score, and that's extra bases. It's an RBI double for Shulianz. How about that? And it's now an 8-3 game.
And like the nickname I give him, I call him the Smith and Weston. And actually, funnily enough, he just scored Smith. So Weston over at second base, just a great shot off to the left field, bounced right off the wall. Kudos to Oldham, Micah, to be able to at least get the location and get it back into the infield so that way it doesn't cause any more damages.
So now it's an 8-3 game, one out, two in scoring position, and here's Dylan. Fouls off the first pitch to make it 0-1. He's had a tough night at the plate, 0-3 with three strikeouts. But a chance to redeem himself here. Base hit could tag two and cut into this deficit a little bit more. It's 8-3 here in the fifth. Holton had some missed opportunities in the early innings, and there's a swing and a miss to make it 0-2. They left the bases loaded in each of the first two innings. They were able to score one run in each of the first two innings, but certainly could have had maybe a couple more scratched across, but unable to do so. Here's an 0-2. High fly ball center field. This should be deep enough to drive in the run. Rocky goes back, makes the catch, and both runners will tag in advance, and another run scores. Productive at bat. Dylan with an RBI, and it's now 8-4.
Dude, that's great on Dylan because Dylan has struck out three times already here tonight. To be like over your fourth time bat, have that confidence. I know we still got out on a sacrifice, but at the end of the day, you got to score, and Holton has already put up two runs here in this inning.
Certainly not a routine play for Rocky in center with that win. He really got pushed back towards the warning track and made a nice catch and got it in as quickly as he could, but deep enough to get both runners up and one across. So two have scored in the inning. It's now 8-4. Two outs, runner at third. Stephen Morgan's pitch is hit off the inside part of the bat and loops out into right center for a hit, and another run is in. So Siegenhagen comes through with the RBI single, and it's now 8-5. Exactly what the doctor ordered if you're Holton.
Well, now they're looking like the Batcats. They've already scored three runs here in this inning, and that's the help of the bat. The double that scored one, and then, of course, the sacrifice that scored run, and here the single that scored one.
There's a check swing on a pitch that was high, but it looked like he held. Womack did in time to make it one ball, no strikes. He has reached twice. He walked with the bases loaded for an RBI in the second, singled in the first. He's also struck out. And he hits it sharply to the right side, ricochets off the glove of Smith, and everyone is safe. And the inning continues, first and second with two down.
It's a great hard hit by Drew Womack.
Siegenhagen up to second base, and what is now an 8-5 game. Holton gets McCrory to the plate, and he represents the tying run.
Yeah, even down two outs, just make it as productive as possible before you get out of the inning. You're only down by half, 8-4.
Eighth batter to come up for Holton, and a big one here. They have scored three to get within 8-5. McCrory takes a pitch outside to make it 1-0.
That's the most they brought up in an inning. And go back to the first inning where they only brought up seven, I believe. So you know, that kind of speaks a lot, being able to bring up more batters up. So that means you obviously got some guys who are hitting, and
that pitch
right
runs
there
inside and hits McCrory. So now the bases are loaded for, this is going to be Zeller. Adventurous night at the plate for McCrory, now reaching three times, that time being hit by a pitch. He's also reached on an error and is singled.
So coaches are talking to both teams. Right now you have Austin Zeller talking to his coach from Holton, and then you have the mound meeting up in the middle, called by the Hiawatha Braves head coach. So big situation here. Bases loaded.
Well, you find one, a gap shot, maybe out in the left center or right center, put one near the fence. You could end up tying the game.
We've seen one home run this game. Of course, it was assisted by a little bit of wind down the 315 left line, so we'll see what Austin Zeller can do.
Well, Zeller came in. His first at-bat was in the fourth. He struck out. He came in for Josh Smith. But now he's got the bases loaded with two outs in what is now a three-run game. 8-5 is the Hiawatha lead. Holton entered this frame down 8-2, but they have scratched across three and still a big opportunity to get even closer.
And defensively, Holton was able to hold off in the last inning, too, against Hiawatha, so they're going to try to kind of repeat that here as it might go into the bottom of the fifth. Well,
Stephen Morgan's first pitch to Zeller is in there for a called strike. So Holton's batted around. Zeller number nine to come up here in the inning. Siegenhagen at third. Womack at second. McCrory at first. Next pitch is low. Good stop. Good glove snag there by Wishrup. And it's one ball and one strike. An error right out the gate did not start the inning well for Hiawatha. RBI double by Shulian. A sacrifice fly. And now this could be trouble. Hit well to left center field. And it is a grand slam. And Holton has taken a 9-8 lead.
What
wow.
A blast off. As we were just talking about during the break, saying, hey, look, you got a 315. I mean, that's probably about, you're looking about 335 where it was hit between left field and center field, right down between towards the light pole. But tell you what, great hit. It was just carried just above over the fence. Awesome grand slam from the Holton player that comes from Jackson Heights, Austin Zeller, just a way to strike from the snake.
Wow. Just like that, a grand slam has given Holton a 9-8 lead here in the fifth. That is the second home run we have seen tonight. And the first by Holton. So, wow, what an inning. Six have scored. Grand slam by Zeller. And now two outs, bases empty for Josh Smith. Swing and a miss. Drops him behind at 0-1. So Binkley started this inning, and then Smith came in as a pitch runner. And quickly falls behind 0-2. Another swing and a miss.
Stephen Morgan right now just gaining some confidence back, of course, allowing the lead.
An 8-2 lead for Hiawatha has quickly gone away as Holton now leads it 9-8. A grand slam over the fence in left center by Austin Zeller. The big blow in this inning. Here's an 0-2, a swing and a miss. It's going to be a foul tip, so Smith stays alive at 0-2.
And you kind of look at that grand slam, you go, okay, that was a big part, but you kind of look back at the error that started the inning. If you kind of, you know, if that was recorded out, that grand slam would never happen. That home run, Zeller would never have got up to the plate. Two outs here.
Here's a high fly ball right field, kind of pushing towards the gap and going over to make the catch is Teal to retire the side. But once down 8-2, now up 9-8. Things have changed here in Hiawatha, holding up one here on KNZA.
Blue skies and sunshine have returned, and we want to know, are you a daydreamer? Hi, this is Leslie Bartley at Union State Bank in Horton, here to say daydreamers are welcome at all 7 of our branches. Our team will sit down with you and talk about what you want to create, from home improvement loans and auto loans, college planning, a new account, or even saving for that milestone big vacation. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, member FDIC.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha. 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
How about 7 runs on 4 hits, including a grand slam home run over the fence in left center by Austin Zeller, and Holton has come from behind, once down 8-2, now lead it 9-8 as we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. Here on KNZA, American Legion Baseball, brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca. Also want to thank Helena Agra Enterprise, People, Products, Knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. So now for the second time, because, of course, Holton scored the first run of the game, but Hiawatha came back with 4 runs in the first, so this is only the second time that Holton has led in this game. But now it's 9-8 here in the home fifth. Here's Micah Oldham to lead it off against Zeller, who's the story to this point in the first pitch outside for ball one.
Yeah, Zeller came into a jam in the first inning, only around 1 or 2 runs in it, and then, of course, 1 run allowed in the second, 3 runs in the third, and in the fourth, he was able to put up the goose egg, so he was able to hold that shut, and, of course, the grand slam at the top of this 5, so it's been a great night for the kid, and
great night as well for Michael Oldham. 2 at-bats, 2 singles, and a run scored. He's got a 2-0 count here on Zeller. Next pitch outside makes it 3-0. So 7 runs in that last inning for Holton on 4 hits. The grand slam by Zeller, and now Zeller tossing in a 3-0 count and a strike to make it 3-1. Now, Hiawatha, they got time. It's only at the bottom of the 5th, so still a couple of innings to go. But we got ourselves a brand new ball game here tonight. That one's outside, ball 4, and Oldham, a leadoff walk. You'll take that if you are Hiawatha.
Now, I'm not being in the middle, but coming up to hit right now for Hiawatha Bray is Josh Smith, and keep in mind, he had a home run to start the game, so he represents the go-ahead run. So we may see an opportunity chance where he might try to send one back over the fence and retake the lead. Or, there's no outs. So right now you're kind of wanting to play things safe. Maybe take a just contact swing. But regardless of the choices, it's a good situation here for Hiawatha.
Once again, thanks to our great Legion sponsors here this summer. I want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years' experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke at 785-851-0785. Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Crendon here in Hiawatha. American Legion Baseball right now, Holton 9, Hiawatha 8 here in the bottom of the 5th. Hiawatha's got the tying run aboard at first. Go-ahead run here with Josh Smith at the dish. Zeller's first pitch to him is a high fly ball down the line and left, and that's going to get over the fence and foul, and it's no balls and 1 strike. Mentioning again, Josh Smith had the leadoff home run in the first. He has also popped out to short and has reached on an error. So it's 4th at bats of the game, his 3rd time against Zeller. Zeller's pitch is inside to make it 1-1 strike. Hiawatha 4 in the first, they scored 1 in the second, and then 3 in the third. At that point, had an 8-2 lead, but that lead is gone. Here's a high fly ball, playable in left, and Bliss made a couple of good plays out there, makes another catch, and out number 1 here in the bottom of the 5th. So here's Brant Barnhill, who has been hit by a pitch, he has walked, he has struck out, and he has scored a run and stolen a base. Comes up for the fourth time, runner at first base and one out. Zeller out of the stretch, now steps off and looks back to first. Oldham dives back in safely without a throw. Barnhill closed from the right side. Zeller the righty fires. Runner takes off. Throw to second base is low. Kicks away. And Oldham is in there safely. So a base hit could tie the game.
It was a good look to throw to second there, but you would have probably rather have that on the other side. You would kind of throw it on the left side of the second base plate. I'd like to see it on the right side so you can glove it and, you know, kind of follow through with that tag slide. And not have to try to spin around and try to make that tag from the shortstop position.
No balls, one strike here on Barnhill. Zeller's pitch taken for a strike, and it's 0-2. The runner at second base, Michael Oldham. Hiawatha down 9-8 here, batting in the fifth. Base hit could tie the game. Zeller's pitch comes in and just fouled away, and staying alive is Barnhill, with Rocky due up next. Well, certainly an entertaining game to this point. Hiawatha appeared to be in control until the top of the fifth. Holton would score 7 to take a 9-8 lead. That pitch low and away, and it kicks away, and that allows Oldham to get up to third without a throw. Now, just still with one out, a productive at-bat, just putting one into play, whether it's an out or not, can tie the game. One ball, two strikes, though. Barnhill needs to protect. Zeller stretching and firing. High fly ball left side. This is going to stay in the infield. Third base side, McCrory makes the catch and a big second out. So now it's up to Rocky. Hit that runner in from third to tie the game.
That's definitely not the at-bat you wanted, because now no matter, you know, what out it is the second out right now, so it'll be the end of the inning. So it's going to have to be a ball that's put into play.
So Zeller a chance to get out of this inning. What a night it's been for Zeller so far. Hit the go-ahead grand slam the last inning. He has pitched since the first inning. Still pitching here into the fifth, and the first pitch to Rocky is low for ball one.
I'll keep in mind, this kid, he's coming off of a kind of a hip injury. I believe it was a fracture from his baseball with Jackson Heights. He was out for a couple months. He was even a great track athlete, too. So being able to come up here for Holton, help him play, it's a great opportunity for the young kid.
Next pitch to Rocky, a little bit outside, makes it 2-0. Well, Rocky walked and scored in the first. He walked in the second, and then was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded in the third. On three times, but has yet to record a hit. Now he pops this one up to the right side and just kind of sails out of play and right on top of us. Make it 2 balls and 1 strike.
It's like not a cloud in the sky, but it sounded like some thunder was above us.
There it was. Yeah, gorgeous night. Cooling down just a touch. Starting to get a little bit of shade. Kind of working its way onto the field. Time called by the umpire. Yeah, might have got something in the eye. You would think the umpire needs to make sure he can see. But appears to be good to go. So a quick pause. Big spot here for Rocky. Runner at third, 2 down. A one-run game. Holton leads at 9-8 in the fifth. Zeller trying to get out of it with his team still in front. They were once down 8-2. Now lead at 9-8. And the pitch is outside, and now 3 balls and 1 strike with Jacobson due up next. Holton had just 2 runs on 4 hits through the first 4. Then they had 7 runs on 4 hits in that 5th inning. Foul tip there on a 3-1 pitch, so now 3 balls and 2 strikes here to Rocky. Runner at third is Micah Oldham. Holton leading 9-8 here in the bottom of the fifth. Zeller took over for Josh Smith with no outs in the first. He has pitched ever since. And has got a big one coming up here at 3-2. Sets the belts and fires. And it's hit hard. Right side, Smith fields it well at second to first in time for the out. And that retires the side. So Hiawatha strands the tying run at third base. We head to the sixth inning. It's Holton 9 and Hiawatha 8. It's American Legion Baseball here on KNZA.
Earning a degree is easy with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and technical training across Northeast Kansas. Can't make it to campus? No problem. With Highland's online classes, even if you live out of state, all students pay one low rate. Summer and fall enrollment is open now. Don't wait. Complete the free application at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home and far from debt. It's a big month of June at Village Sampler in Sabetha with an anniversary and birthday bash all month. June marks 5 years that Jennifer Carr has owned Village Sampler, and don't tell anyone, but she's turning 45 this month. For the entire month of June, you can add on a gourmet cupcake for just a nickel on any online flower order at their new website, VillageSamplerFlorist.com. And June 28th and June 29th, every purchase will receive a free gift, as well as every fifth purchase will receive 45% off their entire purchase. Come celebrate this month at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, locally owned and operated for 117 years. C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, they're helping you get there safely. And also want to thank Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. They are open 7 days a week with great specials. Well, we got two innings to go. American Legion Baseball, and got a good one brewing. Holton 9, Hiawatha 8. As we get going here in the top of the sixth inning, it'll be 4, 5, and 6. Or correction, beg your pardon, check the right scorecard. It'll be 8, 9, and 10 in the Holton lineup, starting here with Remy Bliss, Landon Kennedy, and Weston Shulions after that. 1 point, Holton was down 8-2 until the fifth inning. It would score 7 runs on 4 hits to take the lead, and the big blow, a grand slam by Austin Zeller, which gave them that 1-run lead. They still have it here as we start the sixth inning of play. Okay, so a little bit of a clarification as what's going on here, but right now is Bliss will swing and miss at the first pitch. I see Ben Morgan for strike number one. Righty delivers, and a swing and a miss, quickly 0-2. Holton has battled back, has taken the lead here late. There's a swing and a miss, and 3 pitches, and down goes Bliss for the first out here in the inning. Third time Bliss has struck out, and Stephen Morgan has his third strikeout.
It's a great way to start inning for Stephen Morgan. Of course, if you remember what happened last inning, the grand slam given up, but it's good to see that it's not shaking him up too much. Comes out here, you know, you want to pitch a clean inning, give your team a chance.
Kennedy steps in, takes the first pitch low for ball one. He has singled and scored, has also reached on a fielder's choice, and has popped out to second. Nobody on, one out. Top of the sixth inning, Holton's lead 9-8. Foul straight back, 1-1. 7 runs, 4 hits in the fifth. Big difference for Holton, battling back and taking their second lead of the game. They scored the first run of the game. Jumped out to a 1-0 lead, and Hiawatha quickly scored 4 in the bottom of the first to build on their lead, and led 5-2 after 2, led 8-2 after 3. Now Holton leads 9-8 here, batting in the 6th. Next pitch low and in the dirt. 2 balls and 1 strike. Shulions due up next. correction now. 3 balls and 1 strike, and here's the pitch, and it's high ball 4. So a one-out walk. Kennedy is on for a third time tonight, and that brings up Julian, who had an RBI double in that 7-run fifth inning.
Good eye by Kennedy. Obviously, you saw the last batter go up, strike out, but he stayed patient. You know, he just saw what his pitches were and was able to get to first base with one out.
Kennedy, a good lead over there at first, being held on by Smith. Stephen Morgan's pitch is low and inside for a ball. So Julian's has reached in all three of his at-bats. He had the RBI double last inning and then has also reached twice in innings 2 and 3 thanks to errors, which errors have hurt both teams throughout the course of tonight's game. And there's a little ground ball right back to the pitcher, Stephen Morgan fields, and to first in time. Might as well have been a bunt as Kennedy gets to second base, but now 2 outs. So now it's up to Dylan. A base hit could extend on the lead. Runner at second and 2 down. Dylan did have a productive at bat in that 7-run fifth with a sacrifice fly, but he has struck out also 3 times. First pitch to him is a breaking ball that is a called strike number 1. Holton leading 9-8. With 2 outs, a runner at second here in the top of the 6th at Hiawatha. Ziba Morgan's next pitch is a little bit low, gets away, throw to third, throw is high, and it is saved from going out in the left field by Jacobson. So Kennedy to third. And the count, 1 ball and 1 strike here on Dylan. But there are 2 outs. Stephen Morgan's pitch is fouled straight back to make it 1 and 2. So a chance to get out of it with no harm done. You don't want to get Siegenhagen to the plate. He is a very dangerous hitter for Holton, and there's a pitch that's low, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes here on Dylan. Runner at third base is Kennedy. Two-two with 2 outs. Swing and a miss, and down it goes Dylan. Big strikeout number 4 on the night for Stephen Morgan, and that's going to retire the side. So Holton gets a runner to third, but unable to get him in. They still lead at 9-8. We go to the bottom of the 6th here on KNZA.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
Kansaland Radio.
American Legion Baseball presented by Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. And then Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Brandon Tabman, Brendan Profits, also Captain Kirk Kilman in studio. A good one here tonight. Holton leading this one at Hiawatha 9-8. It appears that Holton has a new pitcher on the bump, and that's Bodie Dillon, who has taken the spots of Zeller. And it looks like they have put Zeller at shortstop. Those two might have just swapped positions there, but pretty good job by Zeller again. Came in with nobody out in the first, pitched five innings, and unofficially five hits, four runs, two earned. He had four walks and one strikeout. He also hit two batters. So he'll play shortstop. For correction, it looks like Smith is at shortstop. They just made a change. Okay. Well, you know Josh Smith because he's rocking the lone turquoise shirt out there. First pitch by Dylan to Jacobson in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Hiawatha down to their last two at-bats. They trail by one. It's 9-8. Next pitch low and outside. One ball, one strike. Third pitcher in the game for Holton tonight. Dylan rifles one in there, and it's fouled away by Jacobson. He's behind now at one ball, two strikes. Smith and Sieben Morgan do up in the inning as well as Holton continues try to pull off a rally here and leave Hiawatha off the board in the final two innings. There's another foul ball there by Jacobson. 1-2 stays the count. He had an RBI double in the first. He also had an RBI ground out in the second. He has also flown out to center field. His fourth at bats and down 1-2, and he stays alive, chops it away. We will try it again at 1-2. No runs over the last couple of innings for Hiawatha after they scored their eight runs in the first three. And this is hit to the opposite field down the line, and it's going to be foul. And sliding attempt there by Bliss, unable to get there, and it stays 1-2.
So Bliss has done a great job of locking down left field. That time, slide, tried to get it, couldn't get it, but, you know, it was at a foul line anyway, so.
They wait to get the ball in from deep in the corner and left, and back to it here, one ball, two strikes. Aaron Jacobson leading off the bottom of the sixth, with Hiawatha trailing by one. Next pitch outside, 2-2. Dylan sets and fires. Runs behind, and it's going to hit him. So a 2-2 count, and Jacobson is hit. And the tying run now represented at first base with nobody out. And here's Caden Smith, who represents the go-ahead run. Smith walked in the first. He has grounded out twice as well, once to third and one to short. One on, nobody out. A 9-8 Holton lead in the bottom of the sixth. Smith takes a first pitch strike. It's 0-1. The shade continues to kind of move its way in across the diamond a little bit. Still mostly sunshine across the board. Next pitch called strike, and it's 0-2. That wind continues to still gust, 15 to 20 miles per hour, really towards that left center field fence.
Yeah, you can see the Duskin picked up off the ground and put out.
Reaching for this one and looping it out to shallow right center, and it drops in for a hit. Jacobson goes first to third, and just like that, two on and nobody out. Smith comes through on an 0-2 count. So now the tying run is at third base, and the go-ahead run at first base with still nobody out. And Sieben Morgan the chance to do something here that could potentially tie the game or even more. Jacobson hit by a pitch on a two-strike count, and then Caden Smith with an 0-2 count loops a single to shallow right center field. Timely situational hitting here for Hiawatha. See if they can come through. First pitch, a foul ball there. Makes it no balls and one strike. This Hiawatha offense has been quiet over the last couple of innings, but not quite a quiet start here in the sixth. Two on and nobody out. Next pitch runs high and away, makes it one ball and one strike. Holton's still leading, though. It's 9-8. The tying run at third base, go-ahead run at first. There's a swing and a miss. And Seba Morgan down in the count, 1-2. He is 2-for-3. He has a run scored. He's got two singles. He would take a single right now for sure. Next pitch, high and outside, pops away from the glove of the catcher and allows a run to score, and the game is tied. That was not a wild pitch. It was a pass ball.
Yeah, we kind of mentioned all night, Siegenhagen, he's done a great job. I mean, stopping some, I mean, like you said, it's not a wild pitch, but this one was a pitch that's a little hard to grab off the ground, but it went right past him. But yeah, Siegenhagen, he's done a great job tonight preventing that from happening, but unfortunately, and
that one ties the game. It's now 9-9, and here's a high fly ball that's going to stay in the infield. A little deceiving there, but it's going to be caught by Binkley at second base for out number one. So here's Wishrup. Got an RBI single in the first. He has also scored a run. He has reached two other times thanks to errors. But a base hit could give Hiawatha the lead back. They have tied it up. We're deadlocked at 9 apiece. One out, runner at second, bottom six. First pitch by Dillon, hit to the left side, and it just gets over the outstretched arms of McCrory. And they're going to keep the runner at second base. Maybe a smart move by Smith, and gets back in time. So first and second with one out. So you had to hesitate if you're Smith at second, because McCrory nearly made a leaping catch, and by the time it got past him, it was Bliss on it quickly and left to get it in, so no advance by Smith at second. But first and second, only one out. Becker shows bunt, pulls back, it's outside for ball one. A 9-9 game here in the bottom of the sixth. Hiawatha base hit away from potentially retaking the lead.
Not too bad of a bunt opportunity if you want to progress the runners to third and second here.
See if he does. He doesn't show it this time, and he's going to pop it up to the right side, and this is going to stay in play, but in foul territory, and the catch is made by Siegenhagen. So a big out number two, and it's up now to Peyton Thiel.
Siegenhagen, you know, he kind of, you love the pass ball for the run, but there, great play, stripped the mask off, turned his body around. Obviously, that wind still being a factor, pushing inwards, but he was able to backstep, locate the ball for out number two.
So first and second, two down, a 9-9 game here in the home sixth. Dillon's pitch is a little bit high to Thiel for ball number one. Thiel is grounded out to third. He has hit a sac fly, driving in a run. He is also lined out to left. A base hit would be large here, which could give his team the lead with two outs in the late innings. The next pitch is low, and he's jumped in front, 2-0. Runner at second base is Caden Smith. Runner at first base, Cooper Wishrup.
Single could take the lead. Runner on second.
That one is low. Quickly, three balls and no strikes. Micah Oldham due up next. Well, 3-0. This kind of scenario, I would expect Thiel to maybe hold true at least on a pitch or two. He takes it all the way, and that one's in there for a called strike. Now 3-1. Still ahead, 3-1, two on and two outs. Knifes at this one and fouls it away, so a big 3-2 pitch coming up. Smith at second, Wishrup at first. A deadlock 9-9 tie in the bottom of the sixth. A full counts, two-out pitch coming up. Dillon looks back at second, lifts and fires, and it's fouled away. So we'll try it again at 3-2.
And Thiel's just going to do what he needs to do, just battle up the bat, you know, see if he can get a nice pitch inside to hit. And, you know, if he can, you know, notice one, you know, too close inside, too far outside, or too high up, too low, you know, walk the base loaded.
So here we go. Dillon again, 3-2. Ground ball left side in front of Smith. Fielding, firing to first. Beautifully done in time for the out. And that retires the side. So a good defensive play by Josh Smith at short, ends the inning. But the game is tied. We We are deadlocked at 9 apiece as we go to the 7th inning. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh, great one here tonight. It's American Legion Baseball on KNZA. Brandon, we got Kurt, we got Crendon. A 9-9 tie here in Hiawatha. They are taking on Holton. Hiawatha at one point led this game 8-2. A 7-run fifth inning highlighted by a grand slam from Austin Zeller. Gave Holton their second lead of the game at 9-8. And then one run thanks to a pass ball in the bottom of the sixth for Hiawatha, tying the game at 9 as we go here to the 7th.
So one big thing that you kind of, you know, to bring up here, Austin Zeller actually wasn't supposed to be batting in the spot. He was supposed to be Josh Smith. So the umpires did make the correction. They said they did not notice it. They will allow Austin Zeller to keep at bat in the game, but he will be batting for Braden Binkley in the 6th slot. Josh Smith will be batting in the 5th slot in the batting order.
A little bit of confusion there, but ultimately doesn't change what we got so far, which has been a good game. 9-9 as we go to the final inning here. And a good part in the Holton lineup against Seben Morgan as it'll be Segan Hagen, Womack, and McCrory.
It's been a great at-bat by both teams, and then also errors by both teams. So both teams have been in some mistakes, but both have been great up at bat. So now we come down to the final inning and see who can, well, finish the final stretch.
Let's see if we can finish her in 7. Seben Morgan shakes off an early sign, sets at the belt, and fires. Segan Hagen's first pitch is a swing and a fly ball left field, playable. Oldham didn't have to move much to make the catch for the out, and one up and one down.
That's a great first pitch, just inside low. You kind of force just a, you know, upside swing, and then there you go. You got a first out to start the inning.
Take a little kind of a deep sigh, so to speak, there. It's always good to get that first out in a clutch situation. And one pitch, one out. Here's Womack. He was reached base 3 times, 2 singles and a walk. He has driven in a run and now just rips it right back through the hole, and it was nearly snagged by the catcher, or by the pitcher, excuse me, but it goes right out into center field for a one-out single.
The fourth time this game we've seen a ball kind of go right towards the pitcher, but they have been able to make that play. And that takes a lot of athleticism, mostly in the reaction time of things. Just quickly, you know, put your hand in that spot. It was just probably about 2 inches off.
It was close. He had a chance to maybe snag that for out number 2. Instead, Womack at first represents the go-ahead run here in the 7th. Here's McCrory, and there's a balk. I believe that's the 3rd balk we have seen tonight. And this is a big one as it moves Womack into scoring position with one out. So a base hit could give Holton the lead here in the 7th. A 9-9 tie. Those shades continue to push in over the infield. And basically, if you're in the outfield, you're dealing with the sun. If you're in the infield, you have a little bit of extra shade in there. 1 ball, no strikes here on McCrory. Steven Morgan's pitch is hit well towards the gap in left center, but Rocky has a beat on it, makes the catch deep enough to get the runner to 3rd, but there are now 2 outs.
So it's still a productive at-bat. You can kind of see, you kind of maybe hear the crowd a little bit. They're on the Holton side. They're a little excited here because it's just that one run that could, you know, help you win this game if you could shut out Hiawatha in the bottom of the 7th. But, you know, Hiawatha, they have a chance for a walk-off.
So here is Josh Smith. And a base hit would give Holton the lead. Swing and a miss at the first offering, and it is 0-1. Could be a big storyline if Smith can come through.
We've only seen Smith on the base once, but it was not because he hit the ball, but because he was put in as a pinch runner. But here he's hit by pitch.
He is hit by a pitch, so the inning continues, and now it's up to the pitch hitter here. It's going to be Jeff Warner. So Jeff Warner is the batter here for Holton.
So Jeff Warner, he came in during the last inning defensively, second base, I do believe. So here comes in for Austin Zeller in the batting order, or would have been. So Zeller was supposed to be in this spot, but of course Warner comes in, so he's now in this, what would be number six.
Well, and a chance to play hero with two on and two out. Now he gets pause in the action again. We've had some confusion on some of these substitutions and pitch hitters and courtesy runners. We've had a few kind of, I don't want to say issues, but had some maybe miscommunication between the umpires and the coaches with some of the subs throughout the course of this game tonight.
But yeah, I'll tell you what, big opportunity right here coming up. We got split runners on the corners here, and then of course coming up, Jeff Warner, and he has a chance, an 0-2 out, so he's going to put a ball into play here, so single, double, triple, he's going to triple tonight, or even a home run, so however you want to try to get it in, you just have to realize that, you know, sacrifice, that won't cut it.
It will not cut it. You need a base hit to give your team the lead. So we'll see what ultimately comes out here. I have a chance to let you know that Legion Baseball on KNZA is brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca. They are online at sailorinsurance.com. Also want to thank Luke Dillon Electric with over 20 years experience in commercial, residential, new construction, and remodel. Call Luke at 785-851-0785. Well, 9-9 game here in the top of the seventh. Holton has two on, first and third, with two outs. As of right now, it'll be a pitch hitter and Jeff Warner. Both teams have really kind of shuffled the lineup, so to speak. I think Holton's still trying to explain the umpires exactly what has happened or what they have done as far as their substitutions go.
Looks like things are cleared up and we're going to be right back on the way to play ball.
How about your first at bat for Jeff Warner with a chance to
be a hero
here? You are right. Certainly
like
a hero moment.
Coming off the bench to shoot the game-winning three. I mean, it's a big moment. I mean, it's not game-winning, but puts you in a propelled position to possibly win the game if you can shut out on the bottom of the seventh.
Stephen Morgan needs one more out. First pitch swinging, sliced away, foul, and it's no balls, one strike. So I think we've seen three batters in this spot in the lineup for Holton here tonight. So again, the subs have been wild. Here's a slow roller to the right side, fielded at second, throw to first is low, gets away! And the run is in, and Holton takes a 10-9 lead here in the seventh.
That's going to allow the fast number 25, Josh Smith, to go from first to third.
It was not hit incredibly hard. It was a tough play for Smith at second base. Charging, he fielded it well, but the throw was offline. And now, all of a sudden, a 10-9 lead for Holton in the seventh. They still, Hiawatha needs to get an out. Here's Remy Bliss.
Just because you took the lead by one, I mean, means you want to be done here. You want to keep getting that score. If you don't know how many Hiawatha might score.
Warner took off, and then it's popped up and caught. The bunt attempt popped up, caught in foul territory to retire the side. But nonetheless, Holton gets the job done. They get the big hit and the big run, and we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Holton 10, Hiawatha 9.
They only have two.
Time TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
KNZA.
Good one tonight here, American Legion Baseball. It's brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprise. People, products, knowledge. Give your crop a boost with Coron. Kirkwood & Company Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Also want to thank C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safely. Holton 10-9. They lead it here as we go to the final at bat, potentially for Hiawatha. As Dylan will try to shut the door, earn a save. This would be a heck of a comeback victory if Holton can hold on, but Hiawatha has a good part of their order coming up here, starting with Micah Oldham, who's at the bottom of the lineup, but he has reached base in all three of his at-bats with two singles and a walk. Second time he'll face Dylan. Here's the pitch. Low and inside for ball one. Hiawatha needs one to extend it, two to win it. Dylan fires. It is high, 2-0. Well, now about 95% of the field is covered in shade. That sun has quickly gone away, and sun doesn't appear to be much of an issue now for anybody out there. Now it's a little pop-up to the left side. Trouble, Smith fields. He doesn't even have a throw. It's an infield hit. And now the throw that is late gets away, and Micah Oldham will take second base with nobody out. That'll be a single and an error. And just like that, the tying run into scoring position with nobody out. And here's Josh Smith, who hit a home run in his first at-bat tonight.
You know, it would almost be poetry for it to be the first and the last, if you're in Josh Smith's case right here.
It would certainly be a storyline, and his first pitch taken by Dylan is a swing and a miss for strike number one. He's also popped out to short. He has reached on an error and has flown out to left. So his fifth at bat in the game tonight. A base hit could tie the game. And he'll pop this one up. Could be a tough play. Left side, everyone converging, but it's going to be Smith, the shortstop, to make the catch for the out.
You're hoping all three of them weren't going to run into each other. Almost formed a little triangle there between them.
So a big first out. Runner Oldham stays at second base. And now here's Barnhill. Hiawatha needs to get that runner in from second base to keep the game alive. They're down 10-9 here in the home seventh. Dylan's pitch taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Barnhill's been hit by a pitch. He has walked. He has struck out, and he has popped out to third. He has also scored a run and has stolen a base. Close stance from the right side. Dylan looks back at second, now fires it in. It is low, gets away, and the runner goes to third.
Now in ball in play, as long as it's at least kind of extended out through the outfield, it gives a good shot to tie the game for Hiawatha with the runner on third.
Maybe a ground ball to the right side, put one in play. It definitely makes a big difference now with still only one out. It's a 1-1 count here on Barnhill, and he takes a called strike, and it is 1-2. So now he's really got to protect. You don't want to strike out. If you can at least try to get one in play and at least have a chance to get that runner in to tie the game. Big 1-2 pitch. Dylan sets and deals, and it's just fouled away and stays 1-2. Almost looked like it may have caught him in like the inside part of the hand, but
as I mentioned, he really kind of pulled back just a little bit. It was really close inside.
Another big 1-2 pitch coming up here with the tying run at third base here at the bottom of the seventh. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and down goes Barnhill. And now it is up to Ashton Rocky with two outs and the tying run at third base here in the bottom of the seventh. Rocky has walked twice. He has been hit by a pitch and has grounded out.
Yeah, huge opportunity here. Two outs, but the runner's still on third. Unfortunately, if you're Hiawatha, a sacrifice will not cut it.
And the first pitch is stopped by the catcher. Of course, again, you don't want to let a pitch get away and back to the backstop, because then you would expect Oldham to take off and potentially score. So a good stop. Rocky jumps in front. One ball, no strikes. With two outs in the seventh, Holton trying to hold on for a comeback win. But it's going to be looped out into left field for a game-tying RBI single. Get ahead of myself, and Rocky drives in the tying run. It is 10-10. And now Cooper Jacobson steps in, and there are two outs, but now Rocky at first represents the game-winning run.
Well, now if you're Holton, you want to get that last out, and you want to keep going. If you're Hiawatha, it's go time. If you can't get it, you can't get it, but you're in a prime position.
First pitch, and a steal on the way. Throw is late, and Rocky is in safely. So a base hit could win the game.
Yeah, great steal by Rocky to be able to put himself in a prime position at second base.
That's his second steal tonight. Count, one ball, no strikes here on Jacobson, who could play hero for Hiawatha. A deadlock 10-10 tie here in the seventh. There's a pitch taken for a strike, and it's 1-1. Jacobson has two RBIs tonight with a ground out and a double in his first two at-bats. He has also been hit by a pitch and has scored twice. One ball, one strike. Runner at second base, two outs, and what is a 10-10 tie in the seventh. Now a time called by the umpire. Jacobson, a base hit, could maybe win the game in walk-off fashion. He'll slice this one away foul down the line, just gets over the fence, and it's 1-2. So he's got to protect down in the count. He bats from the left side. One ball, two strikes. Dylan sets at the belt. Nobody holding on the runner at second. And the pitch is sliced foul again. Off-speed pitch. Waited on it and just got a piece of it. So a good swing there for Jacobson to stay alive at 1-2.
It's a dangerous situation for Dylan. He's up at pitcher. I know he's on a 1-2 count against the batter, but the batter is fighting hard. So even if you put one that's just close to the zone, it might not even be a strike. He may just look to put it in play somewhere that you don't want it to go.
So Jacobson again as the pitcher Dylan stepped off the rubber. Now's back on. One ball, two strikes here in the seventh. Game-winning run at second base. He looks back at second and fires, and that pitch is well low and inside. Good stab by Siegenhagen to keep it in front. We're evened up. Two balls and two strikes.
That's a nice little quick slide right behind the batter. The batter stepped back real quick, and it's nice on Stephen Morgan to, have that reaction time to see that ball and capture it.
Big two ball, two strike count coming up. The pitch hit right back through the hole and into center field for a hit. Here's Rocky around third, and the throw is not in time, and a collision at home plate, and the game is over. Great sportsmanship between the two at home plate, but a RBI single by Cooper Jacobson, and Hiawatha walks it off with an 11-10 victory. Incredible game tonight. We'll recap it when we come back here on KNZA.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is... with yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone, or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
KNZA.
Well, we picked a good one tonight to come and broadcast. Hiawatha and Holton, American Legion Baseball on KNZA. And Hiawatha down one going into their final at bat. They get back-to-back two-out RBI singles by Ashton Rocky and Cooper Jacobson. Jacobson's hit the RBI in the walk-off fashion as they win it 11-10 over Holton tonight. And Hiawatha nearly gave it away as they had an 8-2 lead at one point in this game, but Holton would score seven runs in the fifth inning on four hits to take a 9-8 lead. That was highlighted by a grand slam from Austin Zeller. But then, look at what Hiawatha was able to do. They were able to tie it in the sixth with a run on a pass ball, and then we stayed deadlocked at 10 apiece going into the seventh inning. And after Michael Oldham reached on a leadoff single, back-to-back outs, so with two outs, clutch hitting, he got it tied with the RBI single, and then got to second on a steal, and then on a 2-2 pitch, Jacobson ropes it right back into center field, and a RBI walk-off single. And how about Hiawatha? They stay undefeated in league play, but they certainly had to earn this one tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you talk about the entire game. They fell behind the lead three times throughout the entire game. And, of course, they were down one going to the bottom of the seventh. But a big hit by Cooper Jacobson to secure the game and get the win. And they had to fight a lot, too. And, you know, a lot of credit to Holton, too. They played a great game. They made a comeback. It was 8-2 at one point. And then, you know, the grand slam, obviously, was able to give Holton the lead. But we kind of talk about that just a little bit here, that grand slam by Austin Zeller. Austin Zeller wasn't even supposed to actually be in that spot batting. He was supposed to be, I don't even think he was even supposed to be in the game when I was talking to the score official. So, but he was allowed to be left in the game. Then he was subbed out in the batting order. But Austin Zeller hit the grand slam. Umpires did admit, like, hey, we didn't catch it, but you know, here's the mistake. So, all in all, though, Hiawatha, they still secured a pretty hard-fought victory win. As you mentioned, both teams spinning four errors. They left Holton leaving 12 left on base, Hiawatha leaving 13 left on base. So, it was a pretty even game when it comes to the hits, left on base, and errors. It really just came down to the final stretch. Both teams, they were kind of the last leg of their race, and it came down to who can get the final sprint in. And coming across the finish line was Hiawatha, and that's Cooper Jacobson, who had the RBI single to end the game.
They have now won 5 in a row. They are 8-3 and have a 7-0 league record, so keeping them out in front of that NEK league standings here, so to speak, here, as we're still pretty early on in the summer. But Holton, again, they had a chance to win it but could not hold on. They have dropped now 5 in a row and are 2-5 here on the young season. Well, before we go through the final tallies, it's time for our McDonald's and Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And, I mean, we certainly have multiple options. I mean, you could argue, I mean, you had multiple options really for both teams, whichever way it was going to go. But everybody seemed to be productive. I mean, with 21 runs scored, you would expect a lot of people to be productive. But I think we're going to go with Cooper Jacobson. He did have the game-winning hit. He also had an RBI double and an RBI groundout, so he had two hits and three RBIs, including an extra base hit. He scored two runs. He was also hit by a pitch, so reaching in three of his five at-bats, two runs scored, three RBIs, two hits, one double, and the game-winning walk-off single in the seventh inning. So we'll get Cooper Jacobson a nice little gift card from McDonald's. So congratulations to him on his honor tonight. Again, big time stuff is Hiawatha had a big lead. They let it go and then had to rally with two runs in the seventh and were able to do so with that win. So the final tallies in this game unofficially as Hiawatha moves to 8-3, 7-0 in league play. 11 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors. They left 13 on base. And for Holton, as they dropped to 2-5, they had 10 runs, 10 hits, 4 errors, and they left 12 on base. A near 2.5-hour ball game here tonight. Up next for both on Sunday, Hiawatha will travel to Corning for a doubleheader. And for Holton, on Sunday, they will be at Seneca. That was a game that was moved from July. For Captain Kirk Kilman, Crendon Prophet, I'm Brandon Tabman. Thanks for listening to American Legion Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.